The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio, live on YouTube, live on Facebook. We're Facebooking and YouTubing, and great to have you with us at 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Five Boroughs is here, and it's nice. I like that pink and gray. Al's got gray, and a T-shirt, Tommy Bahama shirt again. Do you wear
this?
Yes. You plan that?
You could just say I look like a slob. It's all right. I'm not offended.
I just think it's cute. I mean, you would cue for Al. But when you, that you know it's a broadcast day, so you put on the best T-shirt that you have, which is a Tommy Bahama. Am I right or wrong? Because you have some that aren't Tommy Bahama that you just put on. And you look fine. Al, you're out.
Thank you.
You can dress however you want. No one's going to say anything. And Matt is here with a little baby, and George is here. So we appreciate it. We're good to go. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Jose Martinez is the senior reporter for The City, covering transit. Jose, thanks for joining us this early in the morning. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing well, Joe. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it, man. Listen, what we're trying to figure out, everybody's trying to figure out. I know the National Transportation Safety Board is now on the scene. What do we know about yesterday afternoon's crash there, Jose?
Well, things will become a little bit clearer now that you have those inspectors from the National Transportation Safety Board in the city, as you said. And I would imagine, as is often the case when these things happen, that there will be a briefing from the NTSB at some point to make a little clearer what happened yesterday. It was as anyone knows, a dreadful day here in the city where the visibility was not good. It was pouring rain, and you had somehow a helicopter crash land onto the roof of a building in Midtown Manhattan, more than 50 stories tall. Now, it's rather remarkable that the operator of that helicopter was killed and no one else. Terrible tragedy, but you know, you look at the alternatives, and it's, again, rather remarkable that one person was killed and not many more.
Yeah, because that building, like we were talking about earlier, Jose, it wasn't flat. There was no flat surface on top of that building, correct?
He was trying to make a landing, and, you know, there are no helicopter pads atop buildings in Manhattan. Those have been gone for decades.
Yeah, remember the Pan Am? I'm old. I remember the Pan Am building where the choppers were coming in and out all the time, right?
Sure. Several people killed a helicopter toppled over top of what was then the Pan Am building.
Right. So thank God that this guy had the wherewithal to drop it down on that building. But something must – you don't know technically. We're not hearing about what happened technically with the helicopter, correct?
Not yet. At this point, the police commissioner, James O'Neill, has said only that it appeared that this was executive travel where the chopper was headed back to Linden, New Jersey. But again, we should know a lot more about the circumstances, whatever it was that happened here. Because it really was a difficult day for traveling in any conditions, and you can only imagine how challenging it must be when you're at the controls of a helicopter. But, you know, as we reported in the city last night, Joe, this is one of those that's going to bring up, again, all types of calls from political leaders about the need to put a cap to limit the amount of travel in the airspace over New York City.
Yeah, it's so true. And a couple blocks away from the president's residence, which was scary. It was just a couple blocks away, right, Jose?
It was, and Mayor de Blasio noted when he was on CNN yesterday that right there should have put a limit on where this helicopter could go. Only if you get clearance from controllers at LaGuardia Airport. So all of that's still to come out. A lot of questions unanswered in this case, but it's certainly a tragic thing for the family and the loved ones of that helicopter pilot.
Yeah, Mr. McCormick. Hey, Jose, so did you hear anything about inside the building? That must have been so scary after what we went through, 9/11. So the people, I heard that the building rumbled, that it was that hard of a hit, yes?
Sure, it was something that they felt and heard inside the building, according to reports. There were a lot of tweets from people in the area about the tremendous noise that accompanied this. And so that building had to be evacuated quickly. It was a fire atop the building there on 7th Avenue. It was certainly a frightening scene for everyone in there and in the area.
Yeah, and Mayor de Blasio, no, Governor Cuomo got on the air immediately, and then Mayor de Blasio was in town. I should know this, but did he have to come back into town?
Both of our leading political officials made sure that everyone knew they were around, from Governor Cuomo to Mayor de Blasio. That is correct, Jeff.
All right. Jose, listen, if you hear anything, give us a call, because I guess their next will be, did you get a press release on when there will be a hearing from the NTSB?
NTSB has yet to say when they will be doing that, but you know, every time this happens, it's the formula is that they will come out and they'll give as much information as they have without, you know, going into exactly what caused it. But they stick to the facts, but they're usually very informative briefings, and so that's something to look forward to, because I know so many people have a lot of questions about just what happened here.
And well done, Jose. Always appreciate you joining us, my friend, and keep us posted. Jose Martinez, thanks so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, man. Jose is the senior reporter for the city covering transit, so he'll give us a breakdown. 877-970-2999, Balance of Nature phone lines. You're welcome to call in. If you were around the area, you heard, you saw anything, I just feel for the folks in that building. You hear that building rock, and then they always say, just stay put. Would you just stay put after what happened in 9/11? Don't. Remember the announcements that came over in the World Trade Tower? Don't move. Don't move. And the, you know, people did, your tendency is just stay put. But interesting to see what some people did yesterday. But again, very, very scary. But it just could have been a lot worse. And I'm telling you, I'm a guy that gets on a helicopter a lot. And it's always safe. It always seems okay. But I don't remember going over Manhattan. No, I don't remember going over Manhattan. In the old days, we used to chopper and it would go right over Manhattan, close. But now, since 9/11, I don't know that that happened. We would come in on the East River, come in on the Hudson River, and you'd come in and around. But you could see the Tom Kaminsky and these guys from the other stations are flying around, and ABC7 chopper, they always go around. But I guess, indeed, they are over the city itself.
Yeah,
not on
absolutely.
The peripheral city. Yeah, so that's you think it'll stop? You think they'll put a stop to it?
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's going to be tough because you have a lot of people. There's clearly a demand for this, right? And you have one of the most powerful companies in the world, Uber, that is going to do everything they can to fight against it, and a lot of very wealthy campaign contributors that utilize this service that are going to do everything they can to stop it. But at some point, I think it's going to be something of a wake-up call. So
yeah,
we'll see.
So.
We'll see.
I mean, you know, but what's the...
This has all the makings of a Chuck Schumer press conference.
Right.
Now, he doesn't have to wonder what he's going to be doing Sunday now.
But
this is it.
To me, so you can have helicopter flights around the city. You can go on a tour and take a tour of the city on the helicopter.
Yeah.
A lot of people use the helicopters down here on Wall Street and on 34th Street to fly to JFK or LaGuardia to get to or to Teterboro or whatever to get to a private airport, right?
Yeah.
What other uses, aside from the traffic choppers, are they going to, you know, get rid of? All right, if you're going to say no more tourist flights around Manhattan and the surrounding city, okay, that's one thing. But these private businesses that utilize these helicopters, I can't imagine that they're going to restrict these flights. I can't. With all the money that they put in?
And again, somebody call and correct me if I'm wrong, 877-970-2999. And we're going to talk to my buddy Rich Rofe. But unless you're doing, I know they do stunt pilots. David Windmiller, who I had the privilege of being with, flown with David, one of the top stunt pilots, the top stunt pilot. And he does, when he does film shoots like with Martin Scorsese, they're over the the city, you know. Every time I come in, I'm coming on by the Statue of Liberty on the Hudson, or we're coming on the East River. That's the approach. So now it doesn't cut out. Still, you got to worry about Queens. You got to worry about that whole area by the airports. Right. But I don't know directly overhead Manhattan to people go. And I may be wrong. That may be the flight pattern. And that just very well may stop.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're landing at one of the heliports, though, when you use the copter. Either 34th Street or
exactly,
over here on the south, side.
Seaplane. I've taken a seaplane out
right.
on the East River, which was
right. But
cool.
But obviously, again, you're landing on the river. You're not landing, you know. I don't know. It's just I can't imagine that the FAA or somebody is going to put up legislation that says you can't do this at all. I think that, you know, maybe they ban tourist flights, which would obviously hurt some of these helicopter companies if that's what they're basing it on. But what is it? Uber is going to have this Uber Lyft or Uber Blade or whatever to get you out to the Hamptons or get you
to the airport.
It's a great
concept. I mean, this is not the morning to say that, but it's a great concept, you know, and it's so needed because traffic, they won't address the traffic problem in the city. They won't. And the traffic problem, they put congestion. Typical progressive politicians go, let's tax it. They don't have any solution. Democrats, none of them. They have no solution. So you need a chopper in a city like this. By the way, on that point, Al, let me just, you know what somebody said? That more than half the drivers, don't have passengers. They're just driving around looking for people to come into the Uber cars.
Is that right?
And that's what congests. Makes congestion something. There's got to be something.
Can't give them a central location for them to sit.
That's exactly what they should do.
You know, I know there's taxi stands, but how many of them can you have in the city where they're taking up space? My issue with the whole, you know, the Uber thing or whatever, this and that. Like, wasn't there a chopper service not too long ago? And I don't know if it's still in operation where they were offering chopper flights to various locations at a cut rate, like if a number of people jumped on or something. Like almost like a Uber pool?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they have that with private jets as well, you know, where it's a little less
expensive. And the other problem, look, with congestion in the city, they're telling people, use mass transit. Well, guess what? Mass transit is not working the way it should be. I know the MTA has put out numbers saying that the buses are faster and the trains are faster, but you talk to people all the time and they talk about how there's delay after delay after delay. Now, if they actually fixed the subways and the buses, I think that would alleviate some of the traffic that comes to the city. People just opt to drive their car because it's faster.
Point, where I'm at in the boondocks, I can't take a train. I have to go to a little town, beautiful little town called High Bridge, which is the club. And you get the train. You know where it goes? It goes to Delaware, Pennsylvania.
That's the Raritan Valley line.
But it goes to Newark. I got to switch the train. It takes me over 2 hours.
They're trying to create a train there on that line that would go direct to Midtown rather than you having to change in Newark. My point is, and I wasn't referring to people like us, Joe, that live in New Jersey that rely on two different forms of transit. I was just talking about New York City in general. Yeah. If there was better transit, I think more people would opt to use it as opposed to getting in their car and driving in.
Hey, Frankie Fibros.
From the outer boroughs.
Yeah, thank you, Al. Frankie, John Dean. Mm. I mean, now you know who I was thinking about is James Rosen. So I retweeted James Rosen because he's the ultimate Watergate expert. I remember watching this fiasco. I remember, right or wrong, I remember feeling that President Nixon was there was an assault on President Nixon. Now, and I have to walk carefully when I say this. I always felt, and the press just went after him. The Woodward Bernstein thing, I never bought it. I just never bought it. It was like not a witch hunt because President Nixon did indeed lie about it, and that was his.
Well,
that was
President Nixon did a number of things that were wrong, right? And illegal. You know, the first, but I don't think that takes anything away from your first point, which is that the press always had an incredible axe to grind against Nixon long before Watergate. And
believe it was a personality thing.
I think it was not just a personality thing. I think part of it was, I think it was three factors. Primarily, the fact that as a young member of Congress, he exposed a communist spy in the United States that everyone maintained wasn't a spy, Alger Hiss. And the press developed this Nixon hatred at that point because they had an interest in defending Alger Hiss And Nixon exposed Alger Hiss for the traitor that he was. I think that was part of it. I think personality was part of it. I think because Nixon achieved a level of political accomplishment, the Congress, U.S. Senate, and vice president at such a young age, there were so many internal enemies, including and especially within the Republican Party, that sought to undercut him and would feed every possible negative story, even where there wasn't really one.
Yeah.
The alleged slush fund in 1952, there was not a slush fund. Yeah. There was nothing illegal about that.
Yeah.
But for Nixon's own enemies within the Republican Party, that wouldn't have come to be. Then you have the fact that a lot of conservatives, the kind of the Bill Buckley wing of the party, Barry Goldwater wing of the party, they didn't care for Nixon at all. So they Nixon had very few defenders.
Yeah.
In terms of John Dean, right? He was one of the masterminds of Watergate, of everything that was illegal about it. And instead of paying the piper, now he did go to prison, he did pay his debt to society.
Disbarred.
But he chose to rat on all of his criminal cohorts.
Other than that, he's doing fine.
Yeah.
So 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, Judge Knapp's going to join us. Judge Andrew Napolitano coming up momentarily. We got Debbie. Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer. How are we doing on this rainy, rainy Tuesday morning, Deb?
Oh, it's kind of messy out there. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to the inbound GWB. It's 45 minutes into town. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 35, and over at the Holland, 40 as well. Expect some stop-and-go traffic on 287 North, exit 57, up into Oakland. Accident and a debris spill, 80 West, exit 58 in Patterson. A collision, 21 South in Belleville, right before that Newark border. A collision over there as well. We're still seeing some volume here on the west side, Highway North in the 70s. An accident blocking two lanes. All lanes still subject to closure. LIE eastbound at the Clearview, right on the ramp. A crash over there to deal with. And we're still seeing some slowdowns as you head to the New England Thruway North at Country Club Road with an accident still blocking one lane over there. Northern State East at New High Park Road, an accident being cleared. Rain this morning and then partly cloudy later, high today of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now, Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
From the Fox Business Network, photo services Shutterfly and Snapfish are being sold to private equity firm Apollo Global Management. Apollo plans to combine the two photo companies. The Wall Street Journal says the deal values Shutterfly at about $1.7 billion. Apollo's purchase of Snapfish values it at about $300 million. Another business is interested in Barnes & Noble. Hedge fund Elliott Management reached a deal last week to buy Barnes & Noble for $475 million in cash. But now book distributor ReaderLink is working on a richer bid for the company. ReaderLink provides books for major retailers, including Target and Walmart. Elliott owns British bookstore chain Waterstones. The Dow was up 78 on Monday. The Nasdaq added 81 and the S&P was up 13. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to operationhope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to operationhope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone. Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. You got to try your Balance of Nature. I brought it with me. I bring it with me. I travel with me. Remember I told you I glitched a little bit and I felt little allergies coming back? I could feel it. You know why? Because I ran out of Balance of Nature and I didn't take it, and I could feel, darn if I didn't feel the pollen and everything getting to me. You know, the dander off of Otis, my dog. I felt, so then I started, like Dr. Howard said to me, just up your dosage. You being a cancer survivor, that's what you do. You up your dosage. So I listened. And Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. Indeed it is, as Dr. Howard says. So I just scoff down Balance of Nature. And it doesn't have that icky vitamin smell. It doesn't upset your stomach. And you know what? I feel, by the grace of God, I feel spectacular. This, by the way, to the FDA who's listening, isn't a clinical study. This is a Piscopo study, okay? And not to mention a Murano study, Gattulo, and Debbie Duhame. The whole morning team, we're all on Balance of Nature. I'm telling you, you've got to at least try it. Because, you know, for a limited time right now, I can offer you a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. It's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code. The Answer. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
He's an Italian-American, really one of the brightest legal minds on planet Earth. And he's from Bloomfield, New Jersey, baby. Judge Andrew Napolitano. I had to do it, man. I love it. You know,
oh, you are something else.
One of the great towns, man. Family comes from Italy. Our grandfathers worked together for Thomas Edison, Andrew, Judge Andrew. Oh my gosh, look at this from Bloomfield, and look at you, one of the most brilliantly. You went to Princeton, he's the youngest person appointed to the Superior Court in New Jersey by the great Governor Tom Kane. Can we talk about Andrew? Good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. I'm fine, Joe. How are you?
Okay. Good. So Governor Kane. You're a kid from Bloomfield. You come out of Brookdale Elementary School. You go to Princeton. Oh, my gosh. Then the governor of the state comes to you, Andrew, as a young man. Did you get a letter first, Andrew?
You get a phone call.
Oof.
Yeah, you get a series of phone calls because they just want to make sure that, you know, this is all going to work for you and you understand what you have to go through, you know, an FBI background investigation,
a state
police background investigation, a Bar Association background investigation, perusing documents that you've filed in court. It's quite extensive because this leads to a lifetime appointment. And once you're there, you're there. So they have to do this thorough research about you. You're talking about a long time ago in my case, though. I'm assuming this is still the same procedure.
Yeah, same thing. And then you were there. And then did television call at that point? After a while, television called you and you decided to make that full-time?
Actually, after I left the bench, Roger Ailes called me. He had seen a speech that I gave, and we had met 20 years earlier.
Wow.
So I left the bench in 95. Ailes and I met in 76.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Republican National Convention in Kansas City. Mm. If you remember that, it was Ronald Reagan versus Gerald Ford. President Gerald Ford versus Governor Ronald Reagan, and Ailes was in the inner camp of?
Right, of Ronald Reagan.
Which camp was Ailes in? Everybody says Reagan. He was with Ford.
No!
In those days, the Republican establishment thought that Reagan was a right-wing kook, and then he established his bona fides, and, of course, 4 years later, defeated Jimmy Carter.
And I remember Ronald Reagan in the stands. I remember watching as a kid. I would watch, and he was there. He was very, very gracious. There was no fighting.
Yes.
Not like today,
yes.
Back and forth. He just took the hit, knowing that he would come back. Very interesting. Hey, Judge, so can we talk, and a good morning to you, Judge. Andrew Napolitano with Joe on the radio, 7:30. Judge is pulled every which way. I have to apologize on the airwaves. One of your lovely people call, and they're also very nice, by the way, Judge, the folks that work for you. And they call and say, could you sit in with the judge on June 17th? He's sitting in for Kennedy on Fox Business, and we have such a good time. I got my whole family, my mother, everybody's at the house. It's my birthday. And, you know, so.
All right. Understood.
My 40th.
Every once in a while, when Kennedy goes away, she asks me to fill in for him. I think they were going to surprise me with you on set. They weren't even going to tell me, but now that you've blown the surprise, I'm sorry, Judge.
It's my 40th, Judge. I have to celebrate it in a big way. Judge, first, can we go to John Dean first? I mean, those of us, I remember Watergate. You remember Watergate. It's like, John Dean, really? I mean, from Michael Cohen to John Dean, this is all that the House Judiciary Committee has?
I only watched clips, but because I knew I was going to be asked about it, I went back and I read his testimony. And while he was a hero in the Nixon era who exposed what was literally a cancer on the presidency, which is Richard Nixon believing he was above the law, there is really no reason to go back and forth with this history lesson. And I thought that the Democrats really were foolishly wasting everybody's time and just gilding the lily yesterday. And I don't know where they want the ball to go. I don't know if they just want to embarrass President Trump or impeach President Trump. But I don't think yesterday moved the ball in the direction of either. I thought it was silly and a waste of time. Dean's a smart guy. He answered a lot of questions well, but much of it was irrelevant, and who cares?
Yeah, I know. I could believe it. And it got upstaged so much by that helicopter crash in Manhattan.
Yes,
so
is just a couple of blocks from where Fox is. So it was pretty hairy here yesterday.
But now the House Democrats, Judge Napolitano, are apparently backing off their push for a contempt citation for William Barr. Why is that?
Because he agreed to surrender documents, Joe,
right.
And I'm quite stunned that he agreed to do it. Now, these are not just portions of the Mueller report that he had redacted. These are the underlying raw documents from which the report was crafted. This stuff is never revealed. So you're talking about notes made by FBI agents as they interview witnesses, transcripts of wiretaps, financial information of who was paying off whom. There are 2 million documents there. Now the House Judiciary Committee lawyers, who are very bright lawyers, and staff, who makes up the staff of the House Judiciary Committee? Ex-FBI agents. They're going to be able to go through this and second-guess Mueller and his crew. And this is exactly what the president did not want to happen. So when the president calls this a do-over, I think he's correct. And I think this could be a nightmare for him, because you know they're not going to interpret the documents the same way Mueller did. They're going to come up with a different interpretation.
Yeah.
And we're going to be back to square one again.
Oh, my Lord. Judge Andrew Napolitano with Joe on the radio. You were very critical, Judge, of Justice Ginsburg for her comments about how divided the court is. Why is she off base, sir?
Because she is treating the court as if it were a legislature. And though I was not in favor of Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation because of his views on surveillance, she demeaned him as if he were a little boy, as if he was still the law clerk that he was when she first met him 20 years ago. I was a little critical of her best friend on the court, who's now in heaven, my dear friend,
Antonin Scalia.
He too got a little political. When Supreme Court justices give interviews about their politics and their ideology, they draw down the respect of the court, and they make the public think, well, it's just another legislature. Some days it's going to be 5-4, the liberals will win. Some days it's going to be 5-4, the conservatives are going to win. And that is just demeaning to the legacy of the court. And I ripped into her for that yesterday. I didn't think it was going to get the coverage that it did.
I know.
But I haven't heard from her. I don't expect to, but I really thought she was off base.
And yeah,
the court should stay away from the media. They really should. They should speak only through their opinions.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I saw you say that on the air yesterday, and I don't disagree with you, Judge Napolitano. Hey, Judge Andrew, please don't. I got to ask you. We were at the university club, I think, where only smart people like you are allowed in, and I'm not. And you just bought me as a guest. Remember, was that the university club? So what is the story? And forgive me, Judge. I'm throwing this from the hip. You and Antonin Scalia in the library there. What was that? There was a book or something. What was that story?
Oh, my God. So Justice Scalia was my guest and stayed there.
Yeah.
Now, the federal government paid the tab, but he was my guest, and he stayed there overnight. And I said to Nina, the library's open all night. 2 weeks later, he calls me back, and he goes, remember you told me the library was open? Yeah. I couldn't sleep. What did you do? I put my bathrobe and slippers on and went down to the library at 2:30 in the morning. Did you take the marshals? Hell no, the marshals were asleep. Wait a minute, Justice Scalia. You were wandering around alone in this library at 2:30 in the morning in your bathrobe and slippers. Yeah. How does this concern me? Well, I found a book. I brought the book back to the room. I started to read the book. I fell asleep the next morning while I was shaving Maureen, Mrs. Scalia, packed the book. Where's the book now? Staring me in the face right here in the court. What the hell do you want me to do? Get that GD book back to the club and don't tell anybody about it. Don't tell anybody about it. I've told this story 100 times. Now on national radio.
Yeah. That's great.
And then there's a sad ending, and then he died. And I never got the name of the book.
Oh.
So Mrs. Scalia said, you can come down to the house if you want. And find the book.
Oh,
how many books did he have? She said he had about 3,000 books.
So now you got. What, do you know the name of the book that he took? Oh,
no, he never gave me the name of it.
No.
I got it back to the club.
Oh, my God. That's great. Judge Lizard, we love you for taking the time, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and taking the time on your old pal Joey show, radio show. And I know you're going jumping on TV now, but we appreciate it, Andrew. All the very, very best.
All the best, Joe. Yeah, I love you. By the way, I'll see you when I'm hosting Kennedy next.
I'm so sorry about that. I promise. And you know what? Love from my mom to your mom, Judge Andrew.
On my leg. You're going to show up.
I will.
All the best.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate it very much. Judge Andrew Napolitano right there. Former New Jersey Superior Court judge and the senior judicial analyst for the Fox News Channel. Elementary school buddy of mine way back in the day. Oh, my goodness gracious. Many, many years ago. Hey, at 7:37 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. That's our Balance of Nature phone line. You're welcome to join us anytime. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
68 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza is firing back at his critics. He argues that people are picking on him because of his Mexican background. He delivered a passionate speech defending his work while presenting new initiatives to improve diversity at city schools. Critics have slammed some of Carranza's hires, accusing him of hiring out-of-state cronies for prestigious DOE positions. They've also slammed some of the school's diversity training he's added to classrooms. Carranza says he won't let critics deter him from doing his job. The pilot killed in a helicopter crash on top of a New York City skyscraper is identified as a former fire chief in the Hudson Valley. 58-year-old Tim McCormick of Clinton Corners served in the East Clinton Fire District. He also had worked with the LaGrange Fire Department. McCormick had reportedly transported an executive to work in New York City, took off for Linden in New Jersey, and crashed onto the roof of a building on 7th Avenue and 52nd Street. The NTSB and FAA are investigating the cause of the crash. In sports, rain the big winner in the Bronx last night. Subway Series opener between the Yankees and Mets postponed. They'll make that up with a split doubleheader today. First game set for 1:05, the nightcap at 7:05 p.m. NBA Finals going back to Oakland for Game 6. The Warriors closed out Game 5 on a 9-2 run, stunning the Raptors 106-105 in Toronto. Game 6 set for Thursday. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's take it to the northern state east at New Hyde Park Road. Accident still out there. William Floyd heading northbound, getting up through Shirley. It's an accident. Stop and go on the northbound New England Thruway into Country Club Road with a crash there. And the Deegan southbound, that's still busy into Willis Ave with an accident as well. Alternate side parking rules in effect. Earlier problems on the west side highway completely cleared out of the way. Eastbound LIE at the Clearview, an accident. Inbound GWB 40. Lincoln Tunnel 45, Holland still about 45 minutes in, and traffic is moving really slowly on 287 North, exit 57, getting up into Oakland. That's an accident involving an overturned tractor trailer. 80 West, exit 58 in Patterson, a collision there to deal with, and traffic is still moving slowly as you head to 17 Eastbound, getting down toward the thruway. Looks like we'll see some rain this morning, clearing later, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
I want to say something about rush tax resolution. You know, I've always been blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try and deal with it themselves. You know, people who wouldn't try fixing their own plumbing or fixing their own car. No problem picking up the phone and trying to deal with their own tax issues with the IRS. They owe a ton of money. They can't pay the IRS. And they think, oh, I can handle this. This is crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do? Call Rush Tax Resolution. Take one listener who owed over 90 grand. After hearing me talk about Rush Tax, she picked up the phone. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle her case for $100 total. Now, even if you don't qualify for the IRS forgiveness program, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, and get you the lowest payment plan. They've got an A-plus rating and an incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. Rush Tax will tell you right away if they can help you. They won't take their case if they can't help you. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest-Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest-Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. Go pestfree.com today.
I made it, Al. I made it. I scoffed down my French toast, and I made it in time to tell thank you. Thank you, sir.
Gold star Al
gives
for
me,
you.
Al gives me a... Oh, I needed a little something. I was a little famished. A little famished. Hey, 877-970-2999. You can call us on a Balance of Nature phone line. But can you do this? Can I give you another number to call for a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter? Because when you call us, I cannot give you a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter. But they can and they will at Route 22 Toyota. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. All you got to do is say, Joey sent me. Hello, Joey. You don't have to say that. If you just call the number 855-621-9949, you know, first five callers, next 5 minutes. Oh, my goodness. I'll give you like the 10 of them. Mr. Generosity, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, this is a great deal. And I think this morning is the morning that you call 855-621-9949. You need a free multi-point inspection. The multi-point inspection is great for the all-around safety of the vehicle, a free oil change and a free filter. You know you've been thinking about it. You get to visit the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, and you check out what Alex Kinsella can offer you. What? Come on. What do I tell you every morning? 0% APR financing, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You can check out the state-of-the-art service center that Iggy is so proud of on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You'll get to meet Wendy and Shoya and Johnny and Chris and Iggy himself and Chester and Carmelo. This is a great family at Route 22 Toyota. Best of all, what does Joey always tell you every morning? You don't got to deal with dummies. No dummies. No back and forth. No give and take. Route 22 Toyota. This is the way an automobile dealership should be. And it's very, very conveniently located. But now if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Banging your head, baby. Go for it. See, you guys are great. And I appreciate Frankie. I look at the clock, 744, and we have a break coming up, but I want to see what did we miss, what did we break. What can we break on the show? It's about the helicopter. We're waiting to hear more news about the helicopter. There's other news that I want to get into on the political arena, but this helicopter situation, you know, it comes and it goes. I have to tell you, and I have to emphasize this, and I'm not emphasizing it enough. We are so fortunate that nothing happened. That chopper could have come. If indeed, Alec, you said that chopper was the video that I saw erratically flying around, something was wrong, that he put it down on that building. There's Tim McCormick, and correct me if I don't have his name right, Frankie.
Tim McCormick, that's his name. I'm just wondering, he dropped somebody off on the west side,
man,
and was heading to Linden. Why reverse direction to go the other way? Did he not feel that he had the distance to make it to Linden?
Something was up, man.
And figuring I could try and land at LaGuardia, it's closer?
Yeah,
like that's,
yeah,
and again, yeah. I don't know if we're ever going to find that out because the copter was completely destroyed.
Yeah, you know, to your point, so he left somebody off on the west side.
It appears he left somebody on the 34th Street heliport.
Just take
on the
right
west
off
side.
Over the Statue of Liberty.
Well, that's what I mean.
Two
so when he was heading towards Linden, did obviously he had got trouble over the water. Instead of trying to put it in the water, he turned to head to LaGuardia.
Is LaGuardia closer
than it is to Linden? That's
no.
That's the thing, and I don't think there's a black box. Well, no, there might be a black box on the helicopter. I don't know that for sure. But I mean, the helicopter.
He called
in pieces.
Did he call?
Yes, he called an emergency.
All right. You know. So.
But again, the wherewithal to put that chopper.
On a building and not try to put it somewhere else.
He wasn't that far from the park, but obviously he was already in restricted airspace. So, I mean, at that point, and the other point that a lot of these guys were bringing up yesterday, the chopper pilots and the people that fly around New York City with the traffic, is the ceiling was so low. The ceiling was less than 750 feet. That building is at about 750 feet. So he couldn't see, and the rain was pouring so bad.
Yeah.
His visibility was zero. And again, obviously, he was using a chopper that is, you know, used by a lot of rich people and stuff, and maybe there was some instrumentation that he could have used, but most of the time, these helicopter pilots are flying with visual sight, not with instruments.
Well, you have to be qualified for that, and Rich Rofe is my friend. He's a private pilot, and he told me that, and this is not my knowledge, this is Rich's knowledge, it was an Augusta, an A101E, and that was a kind of helicopter that you could virtually fly. It was equipped to be virtually flown, but you have to be qualified not to do, you know, an IFR is where you don't have to be qualified. Was this pilot VFR qualified? That's what I'm going to see. But again, I don't want to criticize the poor guy. Let me tell you something. It could have been so bad. Frank, to your point, and what Carol Maloney said, you got to change something now because we dodged a huge bullet by that chopper not falling down in the streets.
That's for sure. I don't know what the answer is, but I think Carolyn Maloney's call for a ban on private helicopter travel over Manhattan seems to make a lot of sense to me.
Just go around and two blocks from the president's residence, please.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, you're in the heart of Midtown.
Lordy.
You're a block from Radio City.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in that hotel. It's across from the Sheraton. We were in the Sheraton not too long ago.
Is that
right?
What we did
I
the
mean,
broadcast?
About 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a year ago that we did that broadcast.
But your point, Al, is right. So if it's on the west side, I'm just talking to myself here, and then somehow the wind, there was a wind.
Well, I'm wondering if he's heading towards Linden and he's heading south past the Statue of Liberty, and he has engine trouble. He's turning around. He's veering to the east to head to LaGuardia, which I'm assuming is the best spot where he could land. But there are other landmarks where he could have landed on flat ground if
Teterboro,
he was having engine
Teterboro
trouble.
As well, yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
I think he would have been too far from Teterboro. What I'm saying is there are other places in range that maybe he could have landed. No, Teterboro is to the north and the west. Maybe he couldn't get the copter in that direction.
Yeah,
trying to figure out the thought process of this guy is why was he turning back east when he was heading clearly south into the west?
You're right, and we'll get into it, 877-970-2999. Dr. Jeffrey Gardier is going to join us. You know, I walked through, we had a suicide in the building last week, and some guy jumped from, there's a lawyer's office on the seventh floor of this building, beautiful building that we broadcast from by Wall Street. And this guy, and forgive me for being this graphic this early in the morning, but he jumped through the well. What do you call it? The
stairwell.
So every time I go by there, and rest in peace, the poor guy killed himself. And he landed. I just looked. This is why we're talking to Jeffrey Gardier, maybe, mm-hmm. because what's with the suicides, with the police, with this guy in the building now? It's like an epidemic. But as I walked by, you could go to the restroom, you could cut through that area. Where did he landed? Like right there?
Yeah, on the second floor.
No, but the second floor, because there was no more, the stairwell ends a floor below us. Oh, my Lord. And how did he, to come through, and I looked up at the stairwell, it was so creepy. And
he broke his neck, probably.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't want to get graphic. Don't.
You don't want to get graphic. We're describing a guy jumping off of a staircase from his lawyer's office. We don't want to get graphic.
No, I'm just being general in my description.
All right.
And the thought of it kind of creeped me out of what indeed happened, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So we'll talk to Dr. Jeffrey about it, why people would do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have to be calculated to think, oh, here's a stairwell. I'm going to just go. I mean, anyway, Jeffrey Gardier will join us. And Mike Gallagher as well. Rich Rofe will join us, too. He is the pilot, and we're going to break down exactly what happened with this helicopter. But we're still waiting to hear, right?
That's right. Yeah, it'll be a while before we hear anything from the NTSB.
All right, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now. Sorry, Deb. Didn't want to get graphic in the morning, but I'd walk around.
Sad.
Right in the building.
Yeah.
Right in the building, for crying out. Inside. Oh, lordy, lordy.
They must just all of a sudden just snap. I mean, it's so sad. It really is.
It really is, and our hearts go out. Deb, how you doing this morning on a much lighter night? All good in your lovely life?
Yeah, everything's great. By the way, do you remember the chopper that crashed a few years ago, or the news chopper that's in Brooklyn on the building?
Yeah.
And it kind of rolled over. And a guy I work with, they survived. It was amazing.
In the chopper.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was like a hard landing on top of a building in Brooklyn. And it was amazing that the pilot and the reporter both survived that.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
This last night, I think he had to come in hard yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously, and the weather was bad. So it's I'm sure that all affects it, you know. So sad.
Hey, Debbie's looking out for you, though. On the roads, on the roads of New York, New York, and surrounding areas, 751 with Miss Duhame on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's take it out to the southbound side of the Deegan. You're moving slowly at the Moshaloo with an accident here in the Bronx, and it's kind of busy still on the northbound New England Thruway at Country Club Road. An accident there as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on the westbound belt. That's slowing down, heading out toward Kennedy Airport. And we're still seeing delays on William Floyd northbound, getting up through Shirley with a two-car accident. Still busy northbound Van Wyck, getting up toward Kew Gardens. 80 West, exit 61 in Elmwood Park. A crash over there. Really tough on 287 North, exit 57 in Oakland. It's an accident involving an overturned tractor trailer. You're going to see delays there. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 40, Holland. That's still about an hour getting into town. And we're still seeing delays on the southbound thruway 14A getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains how the president fights back.
The London mayor and vocal Trump critic excoriated the U.S. leader. Trump is employing new sinister methods to deliver the message of the fascist of the 20th century, and you think that Donald J. Trump is going to take this sitting down? That's not how it works anymore. He doesn't roll like that.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt
I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Want to make the most of this summer? Try your hand at something new and exciting. Learn to trade stocks with Tradeway at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square on August 2nd and 3rd. To register, call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com.
Oh, man, you are the worst.
What?
You're the worst.
Well, maybe
and
he did.
You do that on purpose. Before I read an ad, you do that on purpose.
Absolutely. Every
and
time.
He said something really politically incorrect and kind of really, like, if this was serious or, you know, satellite radio or Howard Show, we could do something like that. But we try to keep it on the modicum of respect.
Thank you.
So I will just disregard what you said.
Appreciate it.
It was really gross.
Thank you.
But thank you. You can call and ask.
No, you can't.
We should have, like, a dark web section of the show. That way you can just talk about what we talk about off. 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. 7:55 with Joe. Did you call Connors and Sullivan yet? You have to call Mike Connors. Mike has these free seminars if you have questions about your will or power of attorney. Free seminars. Yes, I said free seminars. Look at this. Tuesday, June 25th at 3 West Club. That's 3 West 51st Street in Midtown, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on the 27th of this month, Thursday, that is, at Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard, on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. That's more shows than I do when I go on the road. This is Mike Connors reaching out to you if you have any questions about a trust, a will, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, will you call Lisa, please, at Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You get your own free office appointment. Bridget is there. Kelly is there. Rose, the team, Beth, and Mr. Connors himself. I did it. And if it's, I'm telling you, I tell you these things because it's good. If it's good for me, it's going to be good for you. You have to have an estate plan. Please call Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, because Mike says it the best. It's true what Mike Connors says. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumber, 757. Joe, you told me it was going to rain this morning. I was so enamored with your 100 miles or so that you did over the weekend. I missed it completely. And I left.
Told you it was going to rain until sunrise,
you,
and then the rain would get
out of here. Told me specifically. You're never wrong. And, of course, do I remember to bring the umbrella? No. I had to go to Duane Reade and buy myself a little tiny umbrella I got for $9.99, made in China. So it was good, but it helped. It helped. Hey, Joe, so you're getting ready for your big bike-a-thon this weekend.
That's right.
And you're all set for it. So Tuesday, when do you start really getting into it? Like tomorrow, right?
No, I'm already mentally preparing myself for a wet day Saturday. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to have change of gear and all that kind of stuff. And just say, all right, it's going to be wet for everybody. Just, you know, get ready to enjoy it, right?
I get that. Yeah, you got, I'm looking at your picture of you with the pink cap on and your Speedos. Look at it with Al Gattulo. You have to watch online, am970theanswer.com. Al, Matt Sambolin. He's putting a, you in a bubble of Al. That's all Al thinks about. Hey, listen, Joey. Hey. Weather-wise today, I'm listening. I'm going to listen today.
Rain getting out of here now. Wind picking up, drying out. Sunshine midday and afternoon, mid-70s. We'll have sunshine and some clouds tomorrow, mid-70s. Look for some showers and a thunderstorm on Thursday.
That's it. Joe, once it get really hot, you know me. I'm looking.
It's not getting hot anytime soon. I'm
Look at that.
No 90-degree heat for a while.
All right, Joey. We love you, Joe. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it very much. A couple minutes away from 8 o'clock, Dr. Jeffrey Gardier. We're going to talk about the suicide epidemic. Very, very scary. Dr. Mike McGee. This is he's got a great book called Code Blue about the America's medical industrial complex. Piscopo in the morning, and we are coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.